Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Earplay.
Alright everybody, you know what time it is. And to all my sexy motherfucking earbuds out there, I want to say welcome back to another edition of Sapphire's Earplay. I know last week I opened up the show with a lot of hate and a lot of anger. Well, I can assure you tonight, it's completely the opposite. And no, it's not because I got some pussy or some dick over the weekend, okay? A bitch is still on fire and horny and out on the prowl. But I'm just really excited because one of my favorites at Vivid Radio is here tonight, is coming in tonight with the one and only Herbusky, Captain America. I'm talking about Annie fucking Cruz, the dirtiest girl in the world, is making an appearance tonight. And we're going to talk about dating. All about dating, because as you may or may not know, Annie Cruz and Captain America, her boy toy, they're pickup artists now. And so they go around and they do, you know, dating lifestyles. Naomi's like, what the fuck? What the hell is that? Well, you're going to find out tonight, everybody. So you definitely don't want to miss. But I got to say, you know, it's getting into that time of year, Sexmas, not Christmas, but Sexmas. That means you guys need to stop being so broke and start digging into your pockets, dig deep and start getting some booty and getting some booty gifts. Okay, so I do have to say, on my ear playlist of the week tonight, you do need to go check out a couple of these new music, some mixtapes, some albums. I'm going to start off with my boy Terrence Martin. He is out here in LA doing his thing. He came out with a conceptual, smooth, jazz, R&B infused mixtape / album called Times. It has a little bit of sexy time music. It has a little bit of Christmas music. I've been trying to get Terrence Martin actually on this show for the longest, because I've been repping him since the beginning. But you do need to go cop that album. You also need to check out my boy Party Next Door. If you're like, who the fuck is that? He's one of Drake's boys at the OVO record label that he has, and he has a new mixtape. I don't know if it's official or if it's just like one of those mixtapes that somebody compiled, but anyways, I like to say it's one of my ear playlist picks of the week. It's called PND Colors, and I'm just gonna say, from start to finish, I did masturbate to that mixtape, and I have no shame on that. What? This is raw and uncut?
I guess so, yeah, it is.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, what? Did I just jump in too far? Jump in a little bit too crazy? Masturbate. I am wearing a shirt that's saying,
I want one of those t-shirts.
Like Amazon.com.
Thank you.
Okay. Amazon.com.
Thank you.
All right. It says parental advisory, explicit content. Yes. I'm wearing it because, you know, your girl's explicit. Parents need to lock up their daughters and their sons, because I'm going to get all of y'all. I'm going to ear fuck the shit out of y'all.
That just sound like you're a pervert.
I'm not a pervert. I mean, I guess you can call me a pervert. I just say I have a dirty ass mind and I'm very opinionated and I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. No fucks given, no sorries, nothing. But also another chick that you need to keep your eye out on. Her name is Celia Sue. She's up and coming, and this is like her third or fourth like little conceptual EP. It's called Alone. If you like girls who can sing, if you like girls who write their own shit and produce their own shit and can go acoustic, can play the drums, they can do all this, go and check out my girl Celia Sue. And last but not least, I gotta say shout out to my boy, Rude Jude, because his fucking book, Hyena, if you guys are a fan of Shay 45 and the All Out Show, shout out to y'all. Thank you for the follow and the love. I gotta say, the book Hyena does go hard. I am literally taking my time with each chapter because he's Rude Jude. I don't know. People look at him and he's like, oh, this motherfucker ugly. But it just makes me want to fuck him even more because the motherfucker is so crazy. He is crazy as hell. Okay?
He used to be fine. What do you mean he ugly?
People say he look ugly now, but I think he gets sexier with age and craziness.
Because he used to be something fine.
Yes. And you guys have probably heard of him if you were, you know, what was her name? Ricky Lake.
Jenny Jones.
There we go. See, I was still young.
Jenny Jones.
See, I wasn't really allowed to watch all that shit when I was little. Wasn't really supposed to. I mean, hell, I did get caught masturbating to Jerry Springer one time. Oh, but that's just, you know, that's just Sapphire being Sapphire. Because, you know, they had little blurred lines and people be like stripping on the poles. You see little, you know, the little people. You see little people, you know, shaking their shit and all that. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Just like we're watching Naomi's behind just walk behind. Whew. Gotta love that view. I'm telling you, hashtag I love seeing Naomi walk away. It's a beautiful thing. But yes, enough of this earplay shit. Like I said, if you need music, Sapphire always has you with the Sapphire Ear playlist. And definitely go and support the music. Terrence Martin, Party Next Door, Celia Sue, and of course my boy Rude Jude, Hyena Goes Hard. You can only buy it. I don't think the ebook is out, so you can go and support the book on Amazon.com. Now, let's begin with some online dating. Now, you guys know that I have been on quite the Tinder journey. I did say I was going to stop. Now, it's becoming an issue. Not only am I stuck in the Tinder land, but my roomie is also stuck in Tinder land. And now we have designated my best friend to help us with swiping, because now I have a designated swiper in the house. I have to swipe at least maybe 1,000 times a day. I feel like that's how much I swipe now. Swipe to the left, swipe to the right, swipe to the left, swipe to the right. Like, I have found myself addicted to Tinder.
That's all you're doing is Tinder.
That's all I've been doing. I don't even watch porn anymore. Wow. I fucking Tinder.
Wow.
I don't do shit. When I go home, oh my God.
Tenderoni.
Watch my TV shows, tenderoni. It's sitting at the dinner table, and I was talking to some Tinder folks.
Wow.
Yes.
So is it that addictive?
It is very addicting. It is very addicting to where some of my friends who are in relationships, I said, you know what? This sometimes makes me want to be single because it is so addicting to swipe. You don't have to really do a lot, and you can fuck with people's heads. Like, it's amazing. But the thing is, with online dating, and I have to say this, there are mistakes that both men and women do make. There are a lot of mistakes that men and women make. I see my guests of honor in here a little early and sexy. Oh, you guys are so cute. You're a little white and black and red. It's sexy. Oh my God. Oh, just sexy. You guys are too much. Yes, I'm talking about Annie Cruz and Captain America that just slipped in here. It's kind of nerve-wracking. But yes, like I said, online dating mistakes and dating mistakes that go all across the board, it's kind of disgusting. Like, let me tell you this. Men, this is where we fuck up, or where y'all fuck up. Okay, social media is not where you're supposed to be breaking the ice, okay? It really isn't. You really don't need to go on to a full-blown storybook conversation. You say hello. Want to meet up? You want to say, hey, you want to fuck? Cool. Here's my number. Text me. Call me. Do something. But don't fucking write me a long-ass book. I don't have time. You don't have time. It's just fucking bullshit. And it, as a woman, I don't got time to read all your bullshit. Here's another one. If you say, hey, let's go down to a club or whatever, let's go to a bar and there's music happening, the first thing I don't want you to do is grind up on my ass and try to grind up on my vagina. Okay? Uh-huh. I am going to judge you. Because if you start swaying like this, side to side, and the music is not even playing like that, how do I know that you're gonna fuck really well? Just don't grind. Maybe take me out salsa dancing and we can both look awkward. But don't take me to a hip-hop club and you don't even like hip-hop, and you just assume because I'm a chocolate woman, that's all I'll fucking listen to. Okay?
I got a question for you.
Yes.
You said when you email, you just say you want to fuck.
Hell yeah.
So why are we going to dance at all anyway?
Well, I'm saying you might have something.
I'll pull up to the house with my dig out.
I'm going to tell you this. There's some men out there, they just don't respond well to a woman saying, hey, want to fuck? Which is so weird, because aren't you the men that usually say, hey, what the fuck? Come suck my dick. I got a text message from a guy. No, not even a hello, not even a good morning. It's want to slob my knob.
That's the way you want it.
No, no. I'd rather take a rude ass dick pic in my face.
Really?
Then hello. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh,
I'm being sarcastic.
You said that's what it's about. It's about swiping and it's about getting straight to the point.
Yes, but that's the thing. There are so many men out there that are just like, what the fuck? They don't know what to do. When a woman is saying to them, want to fuck, then it's like,
yes.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know something?
All the time.
If you sent me that message, you want to fuck, you know what my answer would be?
What?
No, I just want some head.
That's your response to everything. Somebody can say, oh, what does your bank account say?
I just want some head.
Yeah.
Come suck my dick. No.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
Moving on.
Men and women, we both need to refrain from this, but the drunk texting has got to stop. I really, really, really need somebody out in Google land up north to make an app that will fucking scan my finger and say, bitch, you are too drunk. I'm locking your phone for 12 hours.
A DUI
for 8 app. Hours. Something. Something. Because I look back and I wake up the next morning, I'm like, why did I do that? Here's the story. On Saturday, I got a little bit too drunk. Actually, I got beyond fucking drunk. I was beyond wasted. I took it back to the college days where my nickname used to be Limbs. For a reason. Apparently, after a girl that I was trying to fuck left, not because she had to. I mean, she had to. But she did get a little scared of what we were about to do. And I was like, we fucked before. You know, don't be scared. It's okay. But anyways.
What are you about to do? I'm sorry. I was trying to eat the piss.
But I was a little too drunk. So maybe I did scare her with my drunkenness. I don't know.
Wait, so if y'all had sex before, what was y'all doing before this?
I've eaten the puss before.
She just was scared. She's like, well, I want to, like, a relationship. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't want a relationship.
Oh, you missed last hour's show with the labeling.
Jesus Christ. No, I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't deal with another relationship right now. It's either we fuck or you leave. That's it. Done deal. Bye. Vamos. But anyways, I got a little too drunk. I tried moonshine for the first time. Couldn't even finish the fucking jug. I kind of sipped it. Then my friend's like, okay, let's do shots of it. I did half a shot. But then I also had a lot of tequila and a lot of beer and a lot of whiskey.
Yeah, we know you can't hang.
Okay, first of all, Mike, I'm going to say shut up because I did hang the last time and I did some illegal activity. Which I don't want the police to know about.
I'm leaving.
I think you might leave.
And anyways, I was just a little bit too drunk, knocking shit over the table, and woke up to finding sandals and shit in my ass. Just a lot of shit. Yes, it was just messy. I'm a good time when I'm drunk. But we need to refrain from the drunk texting, because then when you start texting Tinder people that really don't know you saying, I'm horny, you want to fuck me, I'm drinking a lot of moonshine, you can take a shot out of my pussy of this moonshine. That's when you need to stop.
I don't understand her.
I don't understand myself. I don't understand myself. I should not be alive from half the shit I've done. In my life, I shouldn't be alive. Let me just put that plain and clear. I should not be alive right now.
Let someone live to tell the story.
Oh, Jesus. All I know is if I have children, I hope my children don't come out fucked up. Because all the drinking, my babies are probably just going to be grown up and said, shot, please. They're not going to even say breath. Shot, please. Can I go fuck something now? Is it growing? Is it ready? Yeah. That's so bad. Okay, I think we need a break, and then I'm going to bring on my guests who have already started cracking up. And I am the one and only Miss Sapphire. And coming up, we got my girl, Annie fucking Cruz, with the sexy, sexy white chocolate. And she's like, bitch, don't you talk about my man, Captain America. And we're going to get down to some nitty gritty, some more dating mistakes and more. Don't go anywhere. And while I'm... What's the song we're going to take it out with? Oh, yes. Vanity, Belladonna.
Yes, we are.
It's a little sexy tunes. We're just going to take this quick sexy break and we'll be right back. Sapphire's Earplay.
If I fall from this high, the pebble shoots fly. Unless the sky go and swallow me whole. These niggas saying they want it, they really frontin' and telling you lies. Flauntin' all these flaws that they fucking on. Really, they bought the bag of shack and carry on. A silly, flip a coin, get your effie on. I'm from the murder city where we get no pity. Even these bad bitties obsessed with your latest. It's scorn by your grace, it's no segregation. I'm sending love with my salutations. It's no hesitation, I'm sorry if you need more. Holla at me if you need more. Trying to figure out what it's all about. Cause we all live, and we all die. Yeah, we all feel pain, yeah, we all cry. Tell me if my nose grows, if I tell it lie. Cause nothing really matter, no, nothing really matter when it all falls down. No, nothing really matter when it all falls down. No, nothing really matter cause it all falls down. No, nothing really matter, say nothing really matter when it all falls down. No, nothing really matter when it all falls down. No, nothing really matter cause it all falls down. Saying that I always got the red eyes. Brim low, fitty, but I'm crazy, sexy, cool. Like a left eye, I get the bread at night. Break, as of late, my only desire is to see empires in a land that is shot. But we don't play shot. Many blocks, many shots, but it's drop block every day. We at trying to get it in every way. Fuck is you saying? I'm all about my Benny Frankson. Furthermore, me and more, I want my cake. So I can eat it too. That's what greed I do. Give me gratitude when you hear my tune. When I bless the mic, I'm just trying to get into you. My rhetoric recite like logistics. The timing is right, I can sense this. If you want what I want, it's not hard to feel this. Now put your hands up for the motherfucking realest. Cause nothing really matters, no, nothing really matters when it all falls down. No, nothing really matters when it all falls down. No, nothing really matters cause it all falls down. No, nothing really matters, say nothing really matters when it all falls down. No, nothing really matters when it all falls down. No, nothing really matters cause it all falls down.
Can I get a selfie?
Of course.
All my phone's broken.
Mine's over there, Cruz.
All right, and we are back, everybody. We're keeping it sexy here. Talking about sexy, we got some sexy motherfuckers up in here. We got Annie fucking Cruz. We got Mr. Captain America.
How you doing, Sam?
Oh, my God. Who the white boy had a little bass in his voice?
I mean, I am one load lighter recently, but, you know.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I don't know if Annie did it.
Oh, I didn't do it.
Self-induced.
Oh, boy. All right, and I'm your girl, Miss Sapphire, and welcome back. We are here live from Chocolate Radio, and this is Sapphire's Earplay. Welcome, guys.
Thank you welcome, for having welcome. Us.
Of course. Yeah. So we were, you know, talking about dating, Tinder fails, people need to stop fucking up on. Of course, I went into a wild tangent, of course, naturally. But I'm glad that you guys are here because you guys have become like the dating experts, the pickup experts. And what better way than getting good-looking people on camera than my ass just talking about dating, which I sure as the hell don't know what dating is from fucking from just walking in and just saying, hey, how you doing? Let's fuck some more. Like, no, I need to bring in the experts for this, for sure. But I know that you guys were nodding your head and agreeing with me on some of the stuff that people need to stop doing, mostly the guys, first of all, on Tinder. So, you guys both use Tinder, right? Okay,
Of course.
how is the Tinder journey going for you guys?
Tinder's a lot of fun. Actually, okay. I would love to put together a coffee table book of the responses I get from women. Now, Tinder, you can have a lot of fun. You know, yeah. You can go for stuff that works, or you can do what I do and have fun with it.
Definitely.
You know, how about you send this, guys? Send me your phone number before I don't want it anymore.
He's said that before.
With a smile, you gotta include the winky face. If you don't include the winky face, all is for naught. But you would be incredibly surprised at how often that either works with within one message. The girl will send her phone number and be like, you know, damn, like, she's like, cool. She's, and I've had some girls be like, you know what, I don't like wasting my time either, like, here, call me, let's chat like normal
really?
people. And then I'll be like, and you know, and then you kind of follow it up. If you're real direct like that, you can also play it like, you know, I need to find out that you're not, you know, a 65-year-old guy and get you on the phone and see if we can't have a normal conversation.
Wait, have you guys been catfished yet on Tinder?
No, and that's why I do that. And you bring up the catfishing thing. I'm like, I gotta get you on the phone, or you gotta send me a picture.
Or right. FaceTime me, you know, if you have a fucking iPhone, like, let's FaceTime.
Exactly.
Or Skype or whatever, you know what I mean? Just to know.
Just in case.
Because I'll tell you a funny Tinder story with me. Me and my girl, we were house sitting for Kehlani Lay and me and Katie. And we were fucked up. And we're like, let's go on Tinder just for fun, right?
Oh, God.
And we see this dude that looks damn good, right? But yeah. I'm very suspicious. I'm looking at his pictures, and I'm like, I feel like he stole these pictures from the internet. It's the same guy in each picture. You know, ripped body and everything. And I'm like, I really don't think this is him. So we're like...
Professional shots, I'm guessing.
No, some of them were, but some of them were like regular phone photos. But I just didn't think it was him. I think he stole it from somebody else. So we start talking to him like, well, why don't you Skype us? You know what I mean? Like, let's Skype. And so he gives us his Skype name. It didn't work. So after like... fucking around for a minute, finally he's all like, here's my Skype name, I accidentally misspelled it with like a letter off or whatever. So we finally get him on Skype, but he's only doing audio, no video.
The fuck?
And so we're literally on Skype with this dude. Come on, dude, show your fucking face, what the fuck is up with you? You know what I mean? And you know, we're just doing this just for fun, just for shits, and we know that this dude's full of shit, but he for like the longest time would not fucking show his face. And so just for fun, I like flashed my tits for a minute and then went back to audio. And then he was all like, wait a minute, did I just... And I was like, show me your face, you don't get anything else. And he just kept making all these excuses and shit.
Oh my God.
And he's like, and he kept telling me, and this is for everybody that's stupid, that's kind of dumb, that doesn't know anything about Tinder and how it works. You basically joined Tinder with your Facebook page, right?
Right.
So this dude's excuse, he's all like, how can I be fake? Because I kept calling him out. Like, when we're on Skype, I was like, those pictures aren't you, dude. Just fucking come clean. You know what I mean? And he was like, you have to join Tinder with a Facebook profile. So how can I be fake? And I'm like, because anybody can make a fake Facebook profile, you moron. I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday.
Oh my God.
So finally, I blocked the dude, and I was like... Yeah,
that's what you get.
I was like, that's what you get, dude.
And let's just put it out there, people. You know... People say, oh, well, catfish is a bunch of bullshit. Well,
oh,
I'm telling you, it's not, when you can easily click and drag anybody's profile picture.
Oh, sorry, listen to this.
Uh-oh.
So.
Oh, no.
Speaking of crazy shit, getting catfished.
Oh, no.
You know, I work with guys from all over the country.
Yeah.
Come from all walks of life. You know, I work with guys who have a minimal budget, and I work with guys that have a lot of money to throw into self-improvement. Well, I get a mess, and I run multiple dating profiles on multiple different sites just to you know, test stuff out, see what works, and see where I get the best results from doing what. All of a sudden, this girl messages me last week on, I think it was OkCupid or Match or
Plenty of Fish.
No, she messaged me on Facebook, and she was like, "There's someone impersonating you on OkCupid," which I don't have an account on.
Oh shit!
So,
oh yeah, this is funny.
A guy that I had worked with like a year ago had literally taken a bunch of my photos and had created an OkCupid account.
But wait,
oh no!
Wait, not just the pictures. He used his name too.
Yeah, the girl Googled me.
Your real name,
and found my real name, and then
she
found
was doing
my
her
Facebook
homework
account.
Like, oh, that guy's an God. Idiot for using his name, because anybody can look this shit up.
And
catfishing is, like, totally real. I mean, there are weird people that do fucked up shit.
I know people that I was friends with that catfished other people.
Yeah.
Like, there was this Asian chick that not only, this is when I got single white female, when I first got
home. Oh, shit. No.
This Asian chick, who's not even the same kind of Asian as I am, okay? She's Vietnamese and Filipino. You do the math, okay?
Yeah.
So she fucking came into the business and not only used my last name, which I'm like, you're Vietnamese. Like, Cruz doesn't work for you, dude. Like, not an islander, whatever.
Right.
You
know what I mean? Clearly.
But whatever. Just take my last name. It's fine. Then she started telling people on set that we were, like, sisters. And I'm like,
what?
We are not fucking sisters, okay? You are crazy. And then, because I know what she looks like and all that, she started making all these profiles under her name, of course, right? But the pictures were of other Asian models that were not her. Clearly not her. And I'm like, what are you trying? And I had to stop being friends with her. I fucking cut her off. I was like, you're crazy.
Jesus Christ.
No, I've had a few of those now. I remember when I was first starting out doing radio sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was giving out my Twitter and all that. And I do really do respond to people. If you're not fucking crazy, sure. I'll respond to you. And, you know, you become like a really close earbud of mine. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then my cunt of an ex at the time, she actually came to the rescue, and she's like, you know that chick that you so-called are friends with, that's not really her. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, she's been using like an Asian singer's profile for the longest. And I'm like, I've been like helping this girl, like giving her fucking advice. Yeah.
Right?
And chick is in a loony bin.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't fix everybody.
No, you can't.
It's crazy when I, you know, I know a lot of dudes that catfish people, but girls do it just the same.
Oh, yeah. I think the girls even go a little bit
further.
Yeah.
They do, because that's like this chick that I'm talking about. She did exactly that. And I'm like, everyone can tell that's not you, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? So
yeah. No, like, and that's, you know, that brings it back to like the online dating. You know, people are saying, you know, oh, press for online dating. It's cool, cool, cool. But at the same time, it's kind of fucking scary if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially with Tinder. You know, you can impersonate anybody. You can impersonate the Facebook. You can
if you have a fake Facebook, you can make a fake Tinder.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you start, you know, messaging people and say, hey, come over to my place. And then they want to bring, like, a whole group of people. It's like, what? No! I want you!
You need a little quality time.
Yeah, just you. But I tell people all the time, don't be dumb like me and just like, hey, here's my address and come over and let's go.
That was me in college. And this is back in the AOL chat room days and not fucking Tinder or any of that shit.
No, I've been fucking up. I've been fucking up to the point where my roommates are like, look, no more. No more alone Tinder dates. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm sorry. But I get horny.
Right.
You get horny and you get addicted.
Yeah, that's what happened when I met the first person I met off of Tinder. I was getting drunk off a whiskey with my girl.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I am not trying to fuck you and your boyfriend, so I'm out. And I, like, went on Tinder, like, drunk as fuck at, like, 4 in the morning.
Who's awake right now? See, because it's so easy.
It really is so easy.
Fucking easy.
Especially, and you know people are looking, too, because when you start matching with people.
Yes.
And then they message you right away, and it's, like, 4 in the morning, you're like,
oh, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing out here?
I woke up to, like, 5 or 6 messages. Like, I'm trying to fuck. I'm like, I'm trying to sleep.
Well, my favorite is Sapphire. I wake up, you know, sometimes I get up early to work out or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a match will come in at, like, you know, 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning. And I'm like, you know what I always love to respond to those women? I'm like, well, aren't you up? Well, aren't you up early in the morning? hitting on the cute boys.
Because they know they're coming back drunk as fuck from the club.
You just got to call them out on that shit. And they're like, yes. Duh. You know what another line, Sapphire, is? You know every girl out there these days has a cell phone. Even the celebrities, right?
Yeah.
The celebrities leak photos. I don't care who you are, you have some sort of dirty picture on your phone. All right. So instead of asking just for a picture.
Yeah.
Sapphire, I want to see the dirtiest picture in your phone right now.
The dirtiest picture.
Even if I was in a bar fucking around with you, I could say that and be like, and you would instantly start cracking up because you know.
I don't think I do the dirtiest photo. Oh, actually, I do. No, but in justification, it's not the dirty that you think.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Literally me squatting on the toilet.
Oh, my God.
That's it. That's my dirty photo.
So you don't have any dirty photos on your phone?
I mean, I have, like,
don't you say
neck down, boobies, lingerie.
All I know is when a bum on 6th Street Bridge stole my fucking iPhone, they had a shit ton of fucking photos on that thing.
Oh,
and I was
damn.
Like, and I couldn't delete my phone because I wanted, because if you delete it, you can't search for it.
Right.
So I was like, well, I can't do search my iPhone if I wipe it, so I'm going to wait. And then finally, they turned it off.
Damn.
Son of a bitch.
I had that happen too. I had my car robbed back when I was in Virginia, and they stole a few things out of it. They stole a really nice gun. But they also,
what the fuck are you going around with a gun in Virginia for?
I just gotten back from the shooting range.
Oh, okay, in justification. Yeah. In Virginia.
So, besides that, so I had a gun.
Virginia gangster.
Seriously.
And, but I also had a really nice video over camera.
Oh,
and of
no.
course, the only thing that was on there was a bunch of homemade porn.
Hey,
so there's someone in Richmond, Virginia right now shooting my gun and watching me fuck my ex-girlfriend.
Hope you're enjoying that shit. I do remember a phone of mine. I don't even know to this day how it got stolen or what happened, but I attempted to get into a fight, but I was failing miserably, and somehow in the process of being dragged out of the bar onto the street, falling on the street, calling out a chick, my phone may have went in one direction into a homeless man's pocket.
Oh my god.
And so he probably has a lot of dirty photos of girls that were sending their everything to me. And I had to tell him one by one, so my phone got stolen. What about our oh my god. I was like, yeah. And this is before I had an iPhone. I was like, okay, so some homeless bum is walking around with like those Envy phones. And you flip up and you thought you were the shit. Because in college I couldn't afford an iPhone. I was like, fuck all that. But we're going to take another break with more dating fail stories. And coming up, we definitely need to get into my favorite segment, which is the Dazed, Sexed, and Confused. You know, there's never a dull moment when Sapphire goes a digging for some fucked up news for you. All right, everybody. Sapphire's Earplay, Annie fucking Cruz, Captain America, on the one and only Chocolate Radio. And we will be opening up the phone lines. So don't worry. You'll be able to connect with sexy people here in the studio. We'll be right back. The next song that we got to have is New Habit by Rachel Marie.
Stay awake, get night for you.
My new habit,
my new habit,
my new habit,
my new habit,
Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Just getting warmed up here on Sapphire's Earplay. Welcome back. Welcome back. If you are watching on Ustream, I say thank you. If you're listening to it on Live 365, I thank you again. And, of course, you know this episode is going to be live and on the web by about midnight Pacific Standard Time, of course, because I don't waste time. So, you know, I check the, I make sure on Podomatic you people get your little eargasm fix. And, of course, on iTunes, Sapphire's Earplay. So I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, before I forget, Annie, what is your Twitter? Where can people get in contact with you in the whole nine yards?
On Twitter, I am at Annie fucking Cruz, F-U-C-K-I-N. and my website, anniecruz.com.
Perfect. And you, Mr. Captain America, with your sexy ass.
Hey there. So if guys want to get in touch with me or my businesses right now, it's baymdlifestyle.com, baymdlifestyle.com, and that's my personal website where you can work with this lovely lady over here, Annie Cruz, and I. We take men and women out and improve their social lives in all different ways. And then there's also a full immersion program in Las Vegas where we spend half our weeks in an 8-bedroom mansion just off the strip, hot tub, pool, or we'll do bad things to you later there.
Oh, Jesus!
And yeah, so guys come and they live in this house with us and and other coaches.
Nice.
And it's you know, you get a text from a girl, you have the two of us troublemakers right next to you
telling
to help
you,
help you
say.
Craft your reply.
Yeah. We, oh my god.
We take folks out and it's kind of like the Cadillac.
And if you feel, if you guys think that this doesn't work, it does. We've had guys that were full blown virgins that came to this mansion and immediately fucked a couple people, like
all age ranges. I mean, we have you know, IT professionals that are in their 20s come work with us. We've had dentists, doctors, lawyers that
people
are older, going
world.
Through divorces.
Wow.
Yeah, people fly from
where
all over.
Where can people get in touch with this mansion, kind of?
So if you go to my website, there's links through there. But otherwise, it's ProjectVegasMansion.com.
I love how he says Vegas.
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 Well, we're going to go to Vegas.
I'm scared to go to Vegas with you guys. I'm actually scared.
Well, if you come to Vegas, that means I take you to the Mail Review that I work at.
Well, that I'm very interested
in.
Oh,
I am definitely
we'll send the limo out to pick you and the girls
up.
Hell
yes.
And, you will get all
ladies,
the special treatment.
Champagne bottle service. Hey.
The boys and I will take care of you.
Oh. And you know what, might I say? I've never been to a male strip club.
You need to go.
Never.
Really?
No. I go to women's all the time.
The one that he
was.
Yeah, we
give lap dances. Really? And they give lap dances, yeah. Done. I'm booking my flight now.
Well, if you want to see some freaking fine men, Sapphire.
Yes.
Occasionally on the weekends, I go-go dance in WeHo.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are way hotter than
you know, the
ones.
You know, the gay boys, they tip very well.
Yeah, they do.
They take care of their
And they do lap dances there, too.
Which place?
It's a gay bar.
This is Adonis LA. It's the name
okay,
of the show.
Okay, you're always talking about
I
it.
Know,
I
need
to go.
You need to come with me.
I need to come.
It is the...
From both it aspects.
Is, and you know, this comes from a fairly straight man.
Fairly straight?
Wow.
It is. Oh, what?
There is a very... I mean, it is a fine collection of men.
Oh,
there is. Whenever you've seen my
they're
post
all
before,
yes,
I am surrounded by
it's
half
bodybuilders, professional bodybuilders, male fitness models, male porn stars. I mean, everybody's fucking hot.
Jesus Christ,
they're way better looking than at the male review shows for the most part.
I agree. I believe that the guys at the Adonis Lounge in LA are way hotter than the guys at the hustle club that he works at.
But isn't
Vegas.
It like?
And this is a bi-coastal thing. It's LA. They have one. Other
yeah.
And then
when we went to New York, he was headlining out there. And
they'll fly me back and forth.
You should. Promote Miami right now.
Oh yeah, plug it in
Miami.
Oh, and so Annie Cruz and I, we fly to Miami Wednesday night, and we'll be there for a week. I'll be working at Swingin' Richards down there, and then we'll also be doing some pickup and dating life seminars while we're down there.
See, so. You gotta get in touch with them.
Yeah.
Follow them on the Twitter. Get in touch with them. We're gonna plug that website again one more time.
Yeah, we're hopping all over the country. You know, building
everywhere.
The momentum.
That's good. You know what? I feel like. With and I'm glad that we're going to be getting into the pickup stuff because I feel like people do have this misconception.
There's definitely a misconception
with the pickup artists. Like people are saying, like even when I was doing research,
like it's
tonight,
misogynistic and all this other stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like they need to be avoided. Oh, you know, there's no women in this business. They're scam artists. They're this, they're that. Mm-hmm.
And
I'm
and
like,
you know, and really, there are women in this business.
There
yeah.
actually are a lot of
there's
women,
some,
coaches.
But, and there's actually a lot of women who are pickup coaches that coach women. on how to pick up men. Yeah. But then there's also some that teach men how to pick up women. You know what I mean?
So the term pickup has a lot of negative connotations with it. You know, a lot of the companies out there, it's kind of like they promote just like fuck, fuck, fuck.
Yeah. Right?
Like sex, sex, sex. That's all it's about. Really, the bottom line is it's about improving yourself as a person so you have a more attractive lifestyle, which attracts more men and women into it as your friends and as lovers, mm-hmm. whatever you want. And you do that by taking care of all aspects of your wellness. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to expand your sexuality. You want to also take care of your physical side. You want to take care of your emotional side, your mm-hmm. spiritual side, your intellectual side. You want to be growing as a person in all those aspects of yourself. And the way I teach it is I take guys. I get them in touch with one of my buddies who's an Olympic trainer. Takes care of that, all right? He'll put you on a fucking diet, kick your ass in the gym, all that shit. Fucking handle.
Damn.
Socially, we break it down into everything. I mean, you should become a suave motherfucker, right?
Hey!
You got to have some jokes on hand to be a little funny. You go out to dinner, you got to be able to have a nice, sincere toast you can make. You can lead the table, funny toast. You got to have good conversational skills. We can give you the training wheels to develop those. And then you also, part of it is just the basics. It's take care of your fashion. Take care of your apartment. Make your home your own.
Yeah. And I remember you guys were mm-hmm. flipping someone's apartment.
Right. We did. It was entirely horrible. Oh, my God.
Well, it's just your personality, right? Like, so I'm sure if you were to take me home, and you were, you were to give me a tour of your place.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have shit on the wall or cool stuff that showed me how cool of a person you were, and you could mm-hmm. tell, you would naturally just tell stories.
Yes.
Now, a lot of the guys that are getting into this, they have interesting stuff to say. Mm-hmm. They just don't know how to say it. They've never been social, so they don't know how to tell a funny story.
Yeah.
Because all the guys that we call naturals, that are just naturally good at game, they started dating girls when they were, 15, 16. A lot of them tell the same funny story over and over again. I mean, Annie is guilty of this.
I am.
She has all her stories.
Because I have all my stories that I wrote that's like up here.
Yeah.
It's the real. And it hits the highlights and it generates a laugh every time they tell it.
Right.
So using a little bit of, a training wheel of something that is an interesting conversation to spark people's interest and give new guys some positive reference points that they can actually go out, mm-hmm. meet new people, and say something, and in 5 minutes everybody's laughing and having a good time. That gives them a very positive experience to go forward on. And in the end, these guys that are developing themselves, they don't need the training wheels anymore. They are become people that are out in the world exploring mm-hmm. their world and looking on. You could go to LA Weekly. Fill in your part of it is filling in your calendar with cool shit. You got to plan and your stuff. Go explore your town. But if you do that, you'll have enough cool experiences that you can naturally just go out and be passionate about, stuff you have lined up for the weekend, funny things you're going to do. And actually, one of the best ways to get better is you just go out and you talk to enough girls and you start using what they say back to you as material to talk about with other girls.
He's been guilty. I mean, I'm guilty.
So back when I was running a ton of girls.
My shit on other girls.
No!
Back when I was running, a ton of girls, and I'd be texting, 12 girls at a time. One hot girl would send me something funny, and then I would just take that and blast it on to all the other girls.
Oh my God!
So that it feeds into all this funny shit that you get.
Yeah.
But you gotta know how the basics, and it's kind of it flows. You gotta know how to open the conversation, talk mm-hmm. to people, and it's like kind of like sales, right? Before someone will give you their number, they gotta have a reason to like you. You gotta be funny. You gotta generate some laughter. Be interesting, all that stuff. So you got to generate some attraction at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know about you guys, but if I'm just joking around with somebody new that I meet, eventually you can kind of feel that point.
Oh, yeah.
Where you want to drop the bullshit and drop that wall of just fucking shooting the shit and actually get real. And then ask some more poignant questions that let you get to know that person mm-hmm. on a deeper level, right? What are some of your pet peeves, Saffer? What are some of your deal breakers for guys?
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm at?
Honestly. Money.
Money, all right.
Good. Money. I hate it when motherfuckers just think that, okay, because I'm in radio,
mm-hmm.
oh, you must be fucking balling, blah, 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 blah. Or they start taking pictures of them holding, a stack of hundreds. I'm like, really?
Right. It's just not cool.
No. It's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
It's not sexy.
I agree. To me, one of the biggest turnoffs is, so before I started to run all my own businesses and stuff like this, mm-hmm. I was doing the medical thing. I got my MD. I was doing that. And within a first sentence, some of these kind of diva-looking girls would be like, so what type of doctor are you? Blah, blah.
Oh, God.
You know, going down that route. And it's really kind of a turnoff, right? Like, Plus, because you really want me to explain the advanced research that I did last year on ventilator-associated pneumonia prevention, because you ain't gonna understand, and you know it's a dry conversation.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what passions you have besides going out and drinking and what you do for 12 hours a day at work.
Exactly.
Let's get to know each other. You know, because you're gonna hear all about my job.
Yeah.
And there's another thing too, is you marry someone for life, not for lunch. You don't want to spend too much time with the person.
Dropping some knowledge up in here. Listen up, Mike.
Oh, you know I got pickups.
Mike and I are gonna go.
See, actually, there you go.
Annie had a great smooth caller on her show the other day, and he definitely hit it on the head. The best players out there, and you'll see them.
I think it was Longfellow.
Cool African American guy. He was. You could tell he was just oozing freaking swagger on the phone.
Yeah, because no, he does.
He was listening, and he's all like, "That dude was on point."
No, he sends pictures to the girls and I all the time of what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll have to tell you off camera what the motherfucker does for a living. So I'm like, okay.
So here's the thing he does. The guys that get into improving their dating lives and social skills, the guys that get better the fastest are all the ones that we call it lone wolfing. You go out by yourself.
And that's what Longfellow, just a reminder, he was the one that called into my show that said, it was during Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And I said, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And he said, I'm about to go get some strange.
AKA some random pussy.
And I was like,
you leave all the brothers at home, you go out and you fucking do your thing.
I'm scared to go out by myself. I hate it.
I love
I'll go to the movies.
I love going out by myself.
Sometimes
that's because you're a whore.
Okay, you know what? We're not even going to talk about my college days. Anyway.
That's the best time to go out by yourself.
I can't do it.
Because everybody's all like, so you're here by yourself?
Yeah. And then people wonder.
And you know what the best thing to do, you go to a nice restaurant by yourself, sit by yourself, and just eat your dinner. And everyone looks, they'll look at you like,
you're a badass.
The fuck is that?
Yeah, it's true.
I've done that before. I've gone to nice restaurants by myself. I'm at a nice restaurant by myself. People are like, you're by yourself? And I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I sit by myself, I'm so awkward. So then I just I drop it on people's conversations.
Because then people will want to come talk to you. They're so wait a minute, what's this chick's deal? Yeah, you know what I mean?
Are you waiting for your man? But I hate it. If I don't have to go electronic shopping, okay, because I'm a Best Buy Fry's kind of girl, I'll take my ass there all day.
I got a good webcam at Fry's last week.
See? There you go. But I don't even like being at Starbucks by myself. I'm like, get in, get out. Nah. Get in, get out. I don't like it.
That's the pickup thing. You go by yourself. Believe me, I done went in 8 places by myself. And before I left there, the waitress comes over and she always, her number is always on the receipt.
Shut the fuck up, Mike.
Actually, 2 ladies paid for my meal. Just to do, who Mike's the fuck is swagger. That?
I have the opposite problem one time. Me and my ex-girlfriend were eating at a restaurant in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and our waiter was fucking hot as shit. And we had some dude with us, but it's not somebody that we were fucking. It was just a friend of ours, a producer friend of ours. And we literally wrote on the receipt, our phone number and shit. And then,
See, I did that once, and the girl looked at me. She's like, you know I'm straight. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Speaking of coffee shops.
Oh, God.
Was studying and spending a lot of time in coffee shops. I developed this one fun opener, and if I was studying in a coffee shop, this cute girl kind of walked in and sat down near me. I would just quickly rip out a sheet of paper, and I would write, what would I write? I would write you should let me buy you a cup of coffee so I can flirt with you. And then I would draw 2 boxes, yes or no, and I would give her, and I would just walk up to the girl, set it down, in front of her cup of coffee, and be like, check a box. And then you just hold. Okay, and so what would happen, a lot of girls would, very occasionally they would say no. Mm-hmm. But what would happen most of the time is they wouldn't check a box and they would just be like, let me see what you got. I didn't say no.
Oh my God!
It's a ballsy move. And I would do this in libraries and coffee shops where it was quiet.
What?
And it was just kind of like a powerful move.
Yeah.
When I was out training a guy in Vegas this past weekend, he was kind of new, and he was like, no, this isn't going to work. You're going to buy them a drink? They haven't earned it. And I was like, no, watch what I'm going to do. So I rolled up on this group of 3 girls, real high energy. Mm-hmm. They were celebrating their birthday, partying, drinking.
doing the whole nine.
So and in
shots,
Vegas,
I order two shots of Patron. I go right. You want kind of want to lock in. You don't want to in a group of girls like that.
Take note, everybody.
Having a ton of energy. You got to go in and you kind of got to be physical. You got to engage them on that physical level. High five, spin the girls around. Because if you don't do that in a group that's real high energy, you can spit the best game that you got. But if you don't kind of touch, then you're gonna just roll off. You just won't break into the group.
You'll come off to be a little creepy. Like, I don't like it when the guys like cut into me dancing and do the whole awkward thing. Do all this. I'm like, please, no.
So I come in. I have two tequila shots. And I'm like, all right. So
good move.
I'm going to teach you how to take the real tequila shot. Set one down. So I take her. I take her hand. I lick it. Put some salt on it.
Wait, you licked her hand? I licked her hand.
She let it happen. Put some salt on it. Then I take the lime. I put it into her mouth. So she's holding the lime, you know, facing me. And then I give her the shot. Right, so now I take her hand, I lick the salt off that I put on, she gives me the shot, she puts the shot into my mouth, I take the shot, and then I bite the lime out of her mouth and kiss the lime out of her mouth. And then she did it back to me. And the girls loved it.
Holy shit. I gotta try that.
Real tequila shot, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez.
You can do the same.
How do you do?
I did a tequila shot like that once. It was my buddy's birthday. He's this musician guy, right? We were in Redondo Beach, and I remembered it was his birthday, so, and someone caught it on tape, too. I have this on video. It's great. It's classic. So I'm laying on the bar with my shirt up, you know, with my tits hanging out.
Naturally.
And he put the lime in my mouth, put the salt on my belly, licked the salt off my belly, and then poured it on my, I can't remember, if, I think he poured it on my belly and sucked it up, and then ate the fucking lime out of my mouth. That was pretty odd.
Now, I'll drop a little more knowledge. Oh. So I was working with another guy the next night, and a lot of times you see the bachelorette parties, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out causing trouble. Now, a way to break into those groups is you walk right up to the bachelorette. Usually these girls are out with some sort of like a list, right? They're getting the guys to do
crazy shit. Oh, yeah, the challenge is all
the time. Suck the penis popsicle, or, you know, you gotta get a guy's underwear, all this dumb shit. So what you do to break in on that level is like you're an insider, like, so, where's your list? What do you know, what have you gotten the guys to do so far? And they're like, blah, 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 blah. So then,
oh boy.
You frame it like this. You kind of look out at the audience. You look out at all the other douchebags in the bar, and you start pointing out guys that she can get to do shit, and then you can help the group get it done. So now you're on the inside with all these girls making the other guys look, you know, not so suave.
Motherfuckers.
All right. Sapphire, I've done this too many times.
Seriously, I thought I had some game. I ain't got game. I ain't got game at all.
It's a head game.
There you go with that head.
I'm talking about the other head now. That's a head game.
Annie Cruz has got some head game.
Oh, I bet she does.
Now that's the
head game. You guys got some serious game on here.
I'd walk a million miles for that thing that she does with her tongue.
Oh my god. Well, I do have to say, we're gonna take a pause real quick. Okay, speaking about head game. All right. Speaking about some head game, real quick, I got three stories. Okay. Now, one deals with boobies, one deals with a sex toy, and the other one deals with a third grade teacher. Which one do you guys want first?
Third grade teacher.
All right. Well, Annie, you're from the Bay.
Okay.
This happened in Sacramento.
Oh my God.
But last Thursday, a third grade teacher got a little bit too much to drink and crashed in head first into a school. Yes. Yes.
Male or female?
A female.
A female third grade teacher.
Was the school occupied?
Yes, the school was occupied.
Was this like during the day then?
Yes!
So she was day drinking.
Yeah, she was reporting for school. She was reporting to school. So she was on her way, you know.
Wait, I think I heard this. Yeah.
Yes. So
or
she
was, it was on her lunch break or some shit?
No, she was on her way. This is in the morning. She was going to work. Going to work at the school.
Reminds me of someone we know.
Actually. No comment.
It's horrible. This girl clipped a car and then started spinning out of control and hit her car next to a parked car in the driveway and proceeded to keep going. She kept driving, opened the door, hit another car, and hit right into the school. Okay? When the police asked her if she was okay, she said she just needed to call her school. Said, I'm not coming in. Well, she drove into the school that she was working at.
Oh, God.
I mean, the teacher, she said that she's been working at the school for at least 5 years and worked in, you know, the school district of Sacramento mm-hmm. for over 30 years. So oh why, out of all days, she shows up drunk as fuck three
in
times
the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
I mean, what is she doing? Exactly.
Because, I mean, if she was calling, was she calling in sick or something? Is that why?
You got to switch to Red Bull at least four. I mean,
what? I don't know. She just said, I need to call the school and let them know I'm okay.
She said she'd been working for 30 years.
It sounds like she was having a ball.
Maybe it was every time. Clearly.
I mean, all right. All right.
Unpaid.
Here's another one. San Diego. The courthouse downtown shut down last Thursday. I don't know why all these stories are coming from Thursday. But they said they had to shut down the entire courthouse for a mysterious package. They called the bomb squad. They called, you know, a whole bunch of people. And shut down for about an hour. So people were losing money. Court cases were being thrown out the door.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
All because a fucking dildo was just on the courthouse steps.
So it was just like a random... Was it a package addressed to somebody or was it just a box?
No, it was just a random box. Just a random ass box.
And everybody got scared and thought it was a bomb.
They thought it was a bomb.
I mean, was the box like taped shut and everything?
They just said it was an egg-shaped, you know.
Did it have a suction cup?
No suction cup, but it did have an electronic cord. So I can understand.
It was on a fuck saw. Was it on a? Was it on a?
It was just an egg shaped.
Could you imagine if they found a fuck saw in front of a fucking courthouse?
Now I can believe some people were shutting a courthouse.
Yeah, they'd be
that.
Like, "Oh my god, what is this?
Weapon of mass destruction.
This is a weapon."
the police are like, "Have us. We were threatened. They were going to arrest us if you didn't put."
Oh, are you serious?
Fourth of July.
Walk around with a fuck saw.
Fourth of July. We went to Lake Havasu. It was both of our first time going there, right?
I love.
And you know
Havasu.
Everybody that knows about Havasu, it's a fucking party.
Hell yes.
When fucking it's a shit holiday.
And so the week beforehand, I'd gotten Annie Cruz, you know, a fairly, you know, mundane gift.
Mundane. You've seen a fuck saw, right? Okay.
A reciprocating saw with a special attachment device, guys. Don't just go fucking shove a dildo on the blade.
Yeah, you remember that
special
story?
Special attachment.
Yes.
For a dildo.
Specifically made for sex.
But you guys, right. We're almost going to get arrested because I was walking around with this fucking thing.
So let me
you let him tell the story.
So I looked at Cruz, so we had this in the car with us when we came to Vegas or to Havasu, and I look at Cruz as we're about to go party right around, and all the boats are pulled up along the canal, and I'm like, Cruz, should we?
Oh my god,
should we take the fuck saw with us or not? And what we decided was we should, because it's going to screen for the craziest fucking boat of people to party with that we can find.
And it worked.
So we go up to, like, three boats, right,
mm-hmm.
that look like they're just fucking having an epic time. There are girls half naked running around. And we're like, let's take pictures with, you know, people at the fuck. So Annie's deep throating this
thing. I have, like, a gist.
Showing them how it's
done. Oh, my
me
God.
Just swallowing this thing like a sword swallower.
So the first two groups are kind of like... You know, the girls are all naked.
Oh my god.
You know, the girls are drunk and naked, but they're like, a dildo. Oh no.
Yeah. How dare you bring that
right.
here?
You're probably thinking, we're half naked. Do we look like freaks to you? You know what I mean?
They're probably taking pussy shots for all
right.
we know.
We're going to do drugs on a boat all day. Oh, you brought a dildo.
Like, no. That is just a big no-no, you know?
The third boat, we're fucking cool as shit.
Oh god.
And they're like, you all. Come on.
Like, you guys are partying with us.
Oh,
so
my
we're
god.
Like, okay.
They were fucking all. So it was a boat. The guys were all beautiful. Fucking bodybuilders. Everybody's built.
Oh, it was
girls
like,
are fucking hot.
I
mean, and so you had three, you know, you threw me, it was me and then three other fucking bodybuilders on the back of this boat all day just being like, you know.
In Speedos? All three of them?
All three of them?
Dance moves? All three of them are wearing Speedos.
And, God. It's that sort of crazy shit. And we still text them today, and those guys and girls are awesome. They have amazing social lives.
Yeah, we became friends with them. It wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
I'm always getting Snapchats from the girl.
Now all I need to do is go back to Havasu with a fuck saw. Maybe a G-spot lollipop. And definitely some sure fuck cologne, though.
Sure yes. fuck cologne.
Sure fuck cologne.
Right.
All right, everybody.
That's the brand. Okay.
That is the name. Check it out. Go to Sure Fuck Cologne, or just go to surefuck.com. No, surefuckcologne.com. And check it out. I have to say, I love it. I'm kind of mad that they only cater to the men, though. I have to spray this on my bed.
You know what, Sapphire? I just spelled my hand where it is, and you know what I have to say? I do me.
See? There you go. Hey, I'll do everybody who wears sure fuck alone. But seriously, nothing sir certain. But one thing's for sure. Sure fuck alone.
You need to do a commercial.
60% of the time. 100% of the time.
That's right. And speaking of, if you want to be the lucky winner, just because we love you here, you can win a bottle, right?
Yes, yes.
You guys can call in right now and get a bottle of some Sure Fuck Cologne. And I'm telling you, it does not smell like, you know, some old drunken man trying to get laid. No, it, trust me, you could be probably the ugliest motherfucker up in the bar and I smell Sure Fuck on you and I'll be like, baby, what time you want to go home? Oh. Fuck the bar. We going to my place.
What about the bathroom?
Oh, that too. Okay. I love bar bathrooms. I've had
some good blowjobs in bar bathrooms.
I've had some good sex in. You know, I've had some good nasty sex in
bar bathrooms. Oh yeah,
yeah, especially those dive bars.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean the floor.
The grimier, the better.
The grimier, the better.
I give the girls credit to drop to their knees in those bathrooms.
You know what? I don't drop to my knee. I just do a little squat. All right, we're gonna take a break. If you're trying to grab that bottle of Sure Fuck Alone, you better call in right now because we only got a few more minutes left of the show. But we are going to our back-to-back sex play. Our back-to-back of sexy break time. So the first song we're going to play is Take It Off. Take It All Off, baby. By Esquire. And we'll be back in two songs. You guys enjoying your sex?
Yo, baby. It's nothing more I'd rather do than to make love to you. I'ma just let Esquire tell you how. Girl, you looking like you want something. Baby, your eyes only show me one thing. Girl, you want it, yes, I want it. I came from this girl, I want it. And baby girl,
I want you to do is take my hand. And I'ma please you in every way I can. Once we get back to the crib,
take it off so I can break you off.
Oh, yeah.
Baby, I'm gonna shut it down.
Sound,
baby, take it off so I can break you off.
Go relax your mind. We gon' do this thing right. I'ma take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down. It's bedtime. You know what time it is, baby. Girl, I want you in the worst way. Go ahead, get the ice. You're looking like you need some whipped cream in your life. So when you're dealing with me, it's nothing but pure satisfaction. Yeah, yeah. You can have it any way you want it. Go relax your mind. We gon' do this thing right. I'ma take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down, it's bedtime. Let me go a little stronger. Baby girl, just hold it there a little longer. Lady, I'm tryna get some of that. Take a few shots of the trunk. I swear, girl, we going all night long. Yeah. Girl, I'ma break it down, break it down. Relax your mind. We gon' do this thing right. I'ma take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down, it's bedtime. I said I know I want you, and girl I know you want me too. So girl, let's make this thing right. I'ma show you that we're both compatible. What we have, it goes on and on and on and on. Said I need you. Take my time. I'm tryna beat it at the frame, girl. Baby, relax your mind. You can go ahead and dim the lights. I'm about to lay it down. It's bedtime.
Woo! It's bedtime for some folks, not here on Sapphire's Airplay. Wake the fuck up, everybody. I'm your girl, Miss Sapphire. We're still here with Annie fucking Cruz and hi. Captain America.
Woo!
You guys are too much. And once again, we are talking about dating lifestyles, all that. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really having a good time with you guys.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna have to bring you guys on again.
Yes.
Please. And again and again and again and again. Seriously.
Sapphire, you know I would never fuck you over, but I would fuck you over and
over. See, this is why I'm on this side of the table, y'all. This side of the table.
I'm not scared.
You know I get scared when I bring sexy people on. Seriously.
Get all tongue-tied.
All the time. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. All right. So thank you once again for everybody who's been watching on Ustream, Chocolate Radio. Follow all the shows here that Chocolate Radio has to offer. You can also follow us at Live365/Chocolate Radio. And of course, find me on Podomatic. Find me on iTunes. Sapphire's Earplay. That's where it's at, everybody. Because I'm kind of mad low-key. Chocolate Radio, the live show, decided to put the asses on Podomatic and kicks your girl off the top five. Now she's 7 through 10. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, 5 years, always on the top three.
It's the dog pound.
Yeah, fuck the dog pound.
Better than the dog house.
Seriously. But you know what? It's all love here, because that means that you guys are supporting what Chocolate Radio has to offer here. So you got your Woman to Woman with Dizelle Yvette. You got Naomi Banks with the Chocolate Radio live show, as well as Naomi Banks' Untapped. And that's also on Podomatic now, right?
Yes, it is.
So there you go. And that's where we get all the music. All the music that you hear, and then more. More, as if they can't offer you more. And then of course we got Lexington Steel with his Fourth and Goal with his crew. Let me tell you, it's some sexy shit. Nothing sexier than seeing a bald ass man dog chocolate. Oh, not you, God. Mike,
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Of all my years in the business, I have never worked with Lexington Steel.
Really? Did you ever want to? But were you scared because he does have like...
Okay, the only I used to tell people, like, if you want to book me in a scene or whatever with him, it has to be only anal. There's no way I'm going to take him in my badge. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm scared. I feel like even if I went to go give this motherfucker a hug all the time,
oh, Jesus Christ,
I'd be slapped with something. I always give him that Jesus hug. I always give him, like, the church hug. Like, hey, stick my booty out.
No, it's a sideways hug, really.
Like, that, too. Because I feel like, you know, you just hug the man and you might get dick slapped. I mean, shit, that thing is huge.
That thing is huge.
It's a fucking monster.
It's an anaconda.
Jesus.
It might be fun. You know, knock it till you try.
No. There's just, you know what?
There's just the tip, you know. He can choke up on the bat a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck that. Right. I feel like just the tip will come out of my fucking nose, okay? Like, remember those little Play-Doh machines where you would, like, press it down and the thing would just ooze out?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to my body.
Something's going
to
ooze out, but...
something.
Going to get a little oozy.
Ooh. It come out my ears, come out my nose, come out my mouth. No.
Sapphire, just do me a favor. Just say naked one more time. Come on.
Naked.
Naked. Yeah.
Just run around butt-ass naked. Everybody makes fun of me how I say naked.
No, I like the
and how I say naked. Bathroom. And so my roommates always make fun of me when I say, I gotta go to the bathroom. Okay, naked in the bathroom. Like, I'm sorry. Or breakfast. They're like, you know there's a K in there. I was like, I know, breakfast.
Wait, weren't your roommates playing some sort of practical joke on you recently?
Oh, they always do.
Oh, I told him.
Always do.
That $100 Nerf.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that thing is a beast.
You guys have to come over when we do Nerf Warfare.
I was explaining to him how this all started because your roommates, like, barricaded you in your room, right?
Yes.
You know they did. They, like, barricade
me in the room all the time. I woke up, like I said, on Saturday or Sunday morning yesterday. Naughty Elf on the Shelf is sitting on my titties. I got all my shoes, not all of my shoes because I have a lot of shoes, but like some of my sandals, some of my slippers, in my ass crack, in my vajayjay. I woke up to like,
are you a heavy sleeper?
Yes. Yeah. Like, literally.
Don't you get any fucking ideas.
I'm telling you.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
When I'm drunk, especially, you have to literally, the only way you will know if I'm alive is if you put your hand right here.
That's the same with me. Dude, I went through a phase, right? I went through a really bad phase one year.
So many phases.
And shut up. And I went through a fucking phase where my ex literally, like, left me in the bathroom to vomit and shit.
Oh, God.
And I was passed the fuck out. He thought I was dead. He was like...
Oh, you were drunk.
And he, like, touched my... And I was breathing.
Yeah.
Like, well, she's alive, but she's out.
Yes. And, like, don't try to move me. Just... I'll wake up eventually. I'll find my way back home. I'll be fine. That's all you can do.
It's reminding me of the Hard Rock Hotel.
But I think we gotta... do we have a call?
He's curious.
Oh, Carrie from Surefuck. Well, let's put her on the line. Hello, Carrie.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Now, we're on the phone with the maker of Surefuck Cologne. How you doing?
You know what? I'm having a hard time hearing you. Am I direct through the phone? Because I'm just hearing like a speaker.
Can you hear me now?
Better. Thank
all right.
You.
Well, welcome, Carrie. Thank you for calling. This is the Surefuck guy.
Oh, no problem.
He's our Surefuck man. So I'm calling the
call. Yeah, you know, I have been so busy. I don't know if you've heard, but we've been nominated for a couple AVN awards. One is the O Award, and the other one was from the actual AVN show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
So I've been working with my web guy tonight to get that up there, and we actually did some big changes to the blog, so I've been dealing with that.
Nice.
I'm like, fuck, I forgot I wanted to call you. I'm like, oh, please still be on. And I look and I see all the shirts and the booty shirts. I'm
yeah,
like,
we got everything here. We got all the product here. We are all here.
May I ask a question?
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Carrie, just from a guy's perspective, what is the magic ingredient in Surefuck? What makes it all so special?
I'm having a real... I didn't even hear any of that.
What is the magic ingredient in Surefuck that, you know, makes it so...
The magical ingredients?
What is the special ingredient in this stuff which, you know, makes it Surefuck?
Well, the magical ingredients is a lot of time and a lot of effort,
yeah.
A little bit of luck, and just figuring out that perfect scent that people love.
Very cool, very cool. And are you marketing this through a website that a website, or do you do affiliate programs, or what do you do?
We do have a website, surefuckcologne.com or .net. We also sell on Amazon. We've got a couple sites that have picked us up. You know, we're just trying to get all over the place, a little bit at a time.
Well, it needs to be, like, in the stores, because it's definitely, it's the perfect stocking stuffer, I gotta say. It's perfect size. And you guys have these cute little booty shorts that, you know, you hold up and walk around in. But, Carrie, I have to say thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for calling in. I know that you, you've been running some little specials here and there for the holidays coming up. So, we definitely have to have you back on in further detail when Christmas rolls around.
Okay, thank you for having me on.
All right, bye, Carrie.
Bye-bye, take care.
Okay, so before we wrap up, I want to make sure that all your sites are plugged in, because you guys do a lot of seminars, and you've plugged it into your show. And if you guys are like wondering, where the fuck is Cruz, man? She's on Vivid Radio, SiriusXM, vividradio.com. Mm-hmm. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Times a week.
That's right. 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can check her out all 3 days. Now, once again, you guys do seminars that you have plugged in on the show, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So why don't you guys, you know, plug it in?
I'll let him start.
Yeah, baby. All right. So if you guys are interested in improving your dating lifestyle, your sex life, all that stuff, multiple ways to work with us. One, my nickname is Bay, B-A-Y. So I have Bay M-D. lifestyle.com.
Because he's a doctor. Hey, now.
Lots of cool products. Also a blog on there of cool things that you can do for your lady to, you know, make her feel special and have a good time. And,
yeah.
And also ways to not, you know, not let yourself get played and to enforce standards for the people you bring into your life. You know, everybody should have boundaries and things that you expect from people that you date or that are your friends. And if you don't have those already, you should think of some things that are important to you that, you know, you won't tolerate. So you don't become someone that people just walk on.
Definitely.
Right? The projectvegasmansion.com is the immersion program. And then I also am partnered with Vince Kelvin, who's a fantastic guy with a big heart, who is a seduction coach, dating coach in Hollywood. And we do boot camps here as well as Vegas. And we have a big thing coming up over Avian Weekend. It's called Initiation. It's 7 days. I think it's a fucking fantastic deal. I think right now it's either $700 or $1,000 for all 7 days.
But it's going to go up to the actual price, which is $3,000.
Yeah. Oh my god!
So it's a crazy good deal.
So it's a really good deal, and plus he and I are going to be there.
Nice.
We're going to be there joining Vince with these guys, working with them, and of course it's during AVN weekend, so it's going to be a blast.
And then I would also just say that right now, you know, if you go to work with one of the coaches from one of these other big companies that are operating all around the world. Their rates for like a day are, you know, $2,000.
Just for 1 day.
Just for a day.
This is a 7 day thing.
So Annie Cruz and I, and you know, remember I've done a real job, right? I was an MD. I don't believe in you know, guys having to take out a loan to improve their dating and social life. So we're coming into this, we give you more and you get the both of us. Not only do you get me, but you get her, and we usually do lunch with a bunch of her fucking super hot girlfriends. So you get to work on
being in the presence
of a bunch of fucking hot ladies. All day for like $500 or $700, depending on, you know, what's
Jesus.
All going on.
But so you can get all that information on his website if they're really. But were you gonna say undercut what?
Yeah, we just don't believe in you know, charging what a, you know, cardiothoracic surgeon would charge to fix your heart.
Yeah.
To learn how to talk to girls, it's just bullshit, and you know, you can't let people con you out of that sort of money to fix this part of your life, and it shouldn't be something that is such a financial burden on guys to learn.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And so we come at it from that way.
Definitely.
Yeah. And of course you can find me at my if you want to watch some smut, anniecruz.com. In fact, actually, because a lot of you guys have been waiting for clips of me in Captain America. This guy, I've been holding out on you guys for the longest time.
Tell me about that big load, baby.
If you go to cruzclips.com, C-R-U-Z clips.com, it's my clips for sale store. So if you don't feel like paying for my whole website per month, you can pick and choose what specific clips you're interested in. And one of the clips that is up there right now is he didn't come for a whole week.
Right.
And this is when we were living apart.
No jerking off for an entire week.
Yeah, he didn't do anything for a whole week.
No fucking anywhere else.
And so we fucked and like videotaped it specifically for this load. Oh, so he pulls out and comes all over my face and it's fucking huge. It is a huge fucking load, and I'm just
It was all worth it.
Holy shit.
So, cruiseclips.com. I'll just send you the clip.
Yeah, you just send it to me, girl.
Cruiseclips.com, and then I have some footage, which is, you can't get any more organic and raw than this shit.
Oh, shit, yeah.
The second time me and this motherfucker hung out, we've been together for, like, almost a year, right? Mm-hmm. We met in January. Like, literally a month later, I come out to visit him in Arizona, and unbeknownst to me, he has me blindfolded, videotapes the entire thing. I take the blindfold.
She didn't even know it's being videotaped.
I didn't even know it was being videotaped, but I didn't care when I found out it was.
Yeah.
But that footage of us, like, basically the second time we've hung out, really, it's just so raw.
Well,
like,
I also brought a giant bag of sex toys and other.
And when I say sex toys, he blindfolded me, tied me up. He used various implements on me before I even, like, took the blindfold off.
Violet wands, fingertip claws, dragon.
You have homework. You have to send that to Sapphire.
I'm gonna send it to Sapphire.
This shit is fucking hot.
And so what I did was I broke it down into specific clips, because the video is like more than 30 minutes long.
Jesus,
I mean, I'm on this girl.
But hey, now he starts off with the massage and then starts with the implements. So I split it up into various clips, in case you guys are interested only in one aspect of the video. Yeah. But then I'm actually going to put it up tonight, hopefully tonight, if not tomorrow, the whole clip as a whole. So if people want to purchase the entire thing, they can, or if they want to purchase increments of it, that's fine too. But yeah,
sexy.
So you have anniecruise.com, where you can get all my other porn, where the same clips are going to go on eventually. But then I have my clips for sale, where I put everything quicker, because it's just kind of like bam, bam.
Hell yeah.
And then that's it. Am I missing anything? Of course, there's my radio show at vividradio.com.
Yes.
And that's it.
Wait, one more thing. So on the Annie Cruz side of things, she is starting to develop some of her own sexy time classes.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Soon to come, we'll be doing a seminar at Hustler Hollywood.
Hey!
Where Annie Cruz will teach topics like anal 101.
Squirting,
blowjobs. I'll throw down some advice on doing crazy things to the ladies, fun things, rapid sexual escalation.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ!
All sorts of good shit. You know, we should know this.
No, yeah, I'm excited.
And I'll be having another website coming up soon, but that's coming soon. So
nice.
Until that time comes, it's coming soon.
These are some busy people, y'all.
You're busy.
I gotta say, but it's better to stay busy and sexy than to not be busy and not be sexy at
exactly.
all. But I do have to say thank you guys so much for coming.
We had fun. Cruise, thank
Captain
you for
America,
having us.
Yes. Anytime. Anytime. You guys are certified earbuds over here. You have to. All right. And I do have to say thank you to all my sexy motherfucking earbuds. You know where to find me at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Also, don't forget to email me sapphiresearplay@gmail.com, as well as sapphiresearplay@chocolateradio.net. And don't forget, closing out with Sexmas. Next week, it's going to be a whole musical episode. We're getting two beautiful ladies, beautiful, talented ladies coming in that you may or may not have heard about, but they're going to come in here, perform, and do some other stuff. And of course, it will be the roommate takeover the week of Christmas. And it's going to be one that you don't want to miss out on, because I don't even know what they want to do, but they're about to call out all my bullshit from the get-go. We got one girl that's known me for 20 years. And she knows every single last thing, every motherfucker I've ever fucked in my life, and she's going to spill it all.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is about to spill all. But stay tuned. Don't forget iTunes, Podomatic, and, of course, Twitter. Find me. Play with me. Not literally. But contact me, and we'll see what goes on. Until next week, everybody, safe sex is the best. Hot sex. Good night.
Something to me, got me like, oh no, it's hard to resist you, but I can't go, no, boy, until you say a word, I will say something good to me, when you say something, when you make the first move, 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 I could tell you. You wanna say something?